Hello, everyone. Welcome to Birth Your Vision podcast. And I'm your wonderful host, Hannah Kupoli. If it's your first time here joining me on the show, well, thank you so much for tuning in. And so the goal of this podcast is to actually give resources to female business owners and aspiring female entrepreneurs who are looking for ideas, direction, support, and advice on how to start and transform their vision or even their ideas into a successful, profitable business. So every week you will hear from wonderful, remarkable women and men who have turned their visions or ideas into successful businesses. And so today we are celebrating the Global Entrepreneurship Week throughout the month of November. This is the season where we are going to be focusing on interviewing remarkable business leaders and entrepreneurs globally around the world. So today I am so excited and thrilled to actually have a wonderful guest, Demetria Bowie, a businesswoman, author, mentor, and public speaker from Louisiana. She is a two-time divorcee and junior high school dropout. Although she could have actually allowed all her situation to negatively affect her life, but instead she utilized it as a motivation to actually impact the lives of others and herself by using her experiences. And she decided to proceed along the path that God had prepared for her and never letting anything to stop her. And so she began to develop courses and books, you know, to be able to encourage other women from broken homes after deciding to do what she believed was best for her. Being able to assist others is a blessing, and she enjoys using her words to encourage and enlighten people from all walks of life. She organizes, you know, wonderful retreats, conferences for female entrepreneurs, and she will be speaking to us tonight about, you know, the wonderful DB publication. She is the founder, and she was going to give us lots and lots of information of how she was able to choose and to build her business around this particular niche. So without further ado, welcome to Birth Your Vision, Demetria. It's so good to see you here.
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. You are welcome. What is the weather like over there?
Oh, man, you know, it's back and forth. So today it's rainy and cold. Yesterday was warm. Then the other day was freezing cold. So Louisiana is giving us some lukewarm here and there weather.
I can imagine. You know, it sounds so similar to our weather over here as well in the UK. So, we're sharing the same weather. Absolutely. I hope you've had a great day today. Very productive day. I'm sure you have.
Yes, so blessed today. Yes, I truly have.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show. So I was looking at the topic, you know, the old you has to die so that the new you can be reborn. That is such a powerful topic that you have chosen. And, you know, I am excited for our listeners tonight. And I'm so excited to hear, you know, your story and your journey of how you became who you are now, because it's all about women becoming the best version of themselves, and men as well. And, you know, we just want to kickstart this interview by just going straight into it and just to ask you, as a businesswoman, what is it that actually prompted you to launch your business in the current niche of writing books and courses?
Wow, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. What really pumped me to begin to write my books and courses and different things like that for women? I tell my story in my book, Refuse to Lose. I talk about how I began writing in my homeless season. And a lot of people would say, wow, you was writing when you was homeless. Yes, a lot of my books and courses and things was birthed during my broken, my homeless, my down season. And I began to write my autobiography in 2009 when I became homeless, living in group homes and different things like that. And I was on this path where I was young. I didn't know where my life is going. I had grew up in a dysfunctional home. And I just didn't really know who I was or my purpose or anything like that. But inside, I knew, like, wow, like I'm here for a reason. And I couldn't really figure out that reason. And I remember going into a Goodwill And I was there and I was just was praying and I was just like, I can't live this life like this. I'm going to live or I'm going to die. And I just remember feeling that everything that's held inside, like I would never be healed. And I wanted to write, you know, my life story and tell about my life, but it was those words from, you know, in your family, you know, what goes on in this house stays in this house. Don't you tell this, don't tell that. Nobody will believe you anyway. And so I was just like, I was even afraid to write to myself, you know? And so I just began writing and I was in the store, the Goodwill with no money or anything. But I remember this lady, I just started talking to her and she blessed me with a notebook, a pen, and she bought me this book by Joyce Meyer. And I went back to my car where I didn't have no gas or anything. And I just began writing. I started writing back from the things that I remember as a child. So that's where a lot of that stuff was birthed at. And so when I started writing my book, it had nothing to do with branding, money, you know, the New York Times bestseller. It had everything to do with healing and getting those things out of me that needed to, you know, come out. So.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, we all have a story inside of us. And yeah. Sometimes many of the challenges in life and the struggles that we faced, these are the things that we now turn into a way to be able to help other people. Because when we go through this journey, there is some way that God has a purpose for us. And sometimes it takes us through a journey in life and we always meet someone to actually help us to kind of overcome it, step out of it, or to start to think about a different way to be able to live a better life. And, you know, it goes back to what you said about meeting someone who gave you a notebook and a pen. And what you decided to do with that notebook was to start to write and journal things about yourself, perhaps, you know, and started to bring out the best skills, which is your writing skills, you know, out of you, which has now made you an author. And, you know, sometimes we might feel like this is the end because we're going through so much. But there is always like a turnaround, you know, that your story now becomes, you know, something that will now inspire other people. Other people can actually relate to it and you can actually help other people to turn their story into something that they can share with the world, write a book about it, you know, blog about it, be called to speak about it, you know, so. You know, whatever we're going through, we just have to understand that at the end of the storm, there is going to be a better way for us to be able to live more better life. So the storm does not last forever. There's always an end to the storm. So I really resonate with your story, and I'm sure many of our listeners do resonate with your story as well. So thank you so much for really, you know, sharing that part with us. And I could definitely understand how you now became a businesswoman, because sometimes when we have experiences and stories, it kinds of shape our mindset in terms of how we want to kind of start a business or niche down. So, you know, what services do you provide and who do you serve?
So right now I have published over 80 books for women of helping them write their life story. So right now I'm not publishing right now, but I do serve women. I have a magazine and I help them write their stories, like articles and of women who was once broken like me, women who was homeless like me. You know, I lost my father, you know, was just lost in life, you know, no self-love, none of that. And so, you know, I serve those women, you know, who was once like me, and, you know, with giving them a opportunity to share in my magazine called Empowering Women to Speak Out, because, you know, in the homeless season, that's where that topic came from, you know, for my cover, you know, Empowering Women to Speak Out, because I was empowered to speak out about my life, my story, you know, and giving them an opportunity to share their truth without any guilt, shame, or fear, a revenge. Yeah. And so this is definitely, you know, the magazine that I give women an opportunity, you know, to even promote their brand, their business and all of that. So, and I host yearly events, you know, for women to come and to experience, you know, that life changing moment, you know, at my events also.
Wow, that's incredible. I love how you've been able to turn your pain into profit, to be quite honest with you, because you are actually helping other people who have experienced hardship, difficulty, you know, to help them to speak, to empower them, to share their story, their knowledge. You've created a platform, the magazine, Empowering Women to Speak Out, because sometimes women, we have so much to say and we carry so much back. And there is so much things in our lives that we cannot even share with a friend because it's so painful. But when someone like yourself decides to create a platform for women to be able to speak and share their knowledge in the magazine, that is just incredible. And I just want to commend you for that, because sometimes we need this kind of outlet to be able to pour, right? And share the, you know, the things that we're going through so that we can help the next woman who is facing something but is struggling to share it, is struggling to share her story. So it's about just giving women the opportunity. And I think that this is really amazing. I've seen your magazine. It looks absolutely great. I know a lot of work goes into it. And so I just want to commend you, congratulate you for, blessing us with that magazine. And I look forward to being featured in it, actually. Absolutely. And what has been the outpour in terms of many of the women that you've actually helped and supported to be able to share their story through this magazine and also through publishing their books?
Oh, wow. You know, it's been such a blessing to give back, you know, because sometimes I think that we could have been, you know, selfish, you know, held things in and, you know, get things just for us, you know, and make it just about you. But it has truly been a blessing and just an amazing opportunity that I thank God for every day of who I am. And just saying that yes to my calling, my purpose, and to reach out to definitely just give women, you know, this opportunity, this moment, their moment, you know, because they need it, you know, with self-love and just all of that, because, you know, I didn't know what self-love was. I didn't know what it was to care about myself. It was a lot of things I just didn't know. So, and, you know, for me to sit down and write this daily and, you know, with blogging, because I blog now, and, you know, magazines are just really, like, when I'm doing this, like, I'm just smiling the whole time, and I come to realize, like, wow, this is what I love doing. You know, this is what I was doing when I wasn't making money, you know. This is what I was doing, and people would tell me, oh, you're not making money from the magazine some years ago, why don't you give it up, why don't you stop, you know. And I was like, you know, but I absolutely did not stop. I stayed consistent. And so for me, it's just truly just been a blessing to definitely pour out into others and just help them along their journey.
Absolutely. And I think that there is power in a calling, because you know what it is when you're being called to do something. It's more than profit. It's you're being called to do it, to serve, to make an impact, you know, to make a difference, to become the change maker. And I see the smile on your face when you talk about this magazine and what it does for you. And sometimes when you're being called by God, you just have to, you know, walk in the right path that he has called you to be and be in alignment with what he has called you to do. So sometimes it's about just answering the call and everything else falls into place because you are walking in alignment with what God has called you to do. So, you know, I am so grateful that you're able to share this story tonight. And, you know, one of our amazing listener said, what a very inspirational story. Thank you so much for that. So there's comments coming in and I'll be reading that as you are sharing your story. So thank you so much for that. So would you kind of explain how you were able to become an author and what really inspires you?
You know, again, as I talked about you know, in my homeless season of writing. And so when I was just journaling, you know, during my homeless season, just talking about my story, I had no idea that I was going to turn this into a book. It was just, it started off just pages of just writing and journaling from that one notebook. And yeah. So it was one day I remember, you know, being on the streets, you know, with nowhere to go, nowhere to live, absolutely anything. And I was looking around, you know, at the homeless people. And I was just like, is this really my life? Like, am I going to be here? Am I going to be like this my entire life? And I got up and I'm like, I don't know where to go today or what to do. So I applied to work at a daycare. And as soon as I walked in there, actually, they was like, oh, you can start today. We need you right now. And they was paying $9 an hour. And I was like, I don't care. I'll take it. I mean, they fed me there. I was able to take a shower there. I mean, it was just so amazing. And I was comfortable. And, you know, I was able to continue to write. And I remember the lady in the office. They had this thing up where they was talking about you could go to the program and you can, you know, start writing. And I ended up just going to the program and they talked about writing your book and things like that. And I was like, wow, you know, I could get my book published. And the lady read my story and my book ended up getting published. And, you know, that's how I really became an author. Just everything was just aligning up with my life, even when I didn't realize it, you know, from all the bad and the things that I was going through and didn't know that, you know, that this notebook that I was blessed with in this pen, that I was going to, you know, write my life story. So, yeah.
Wow. Listen, your story just keeps inspiring me because it's like, I feel like what you went through was for a reason. And I know that you went through lots of difficult challenges and nobody wishes anybody to go through, you know, tough times. But to be quite honest, let's be honest, we all do. We've all got stories to tell. You know, we all have a journey. But if you look at your story, you've now turned it around. You know, you've not actually allowed it to allow you to stay stagnant. You're on the go. You're being productive. Yeah. You know, you've now released a book and you've helped so many women. You know, you've published over 80 books. And that was off of the back of you having gone through all these difficulties in life and you were able to turn it into a profit-making business. Isn't that just incredible? Yeah. Right? That deserves a round of applause because sometimes we always struggle as to what is it that I'm called to do? What is my purpose? What is my destiny? Who am I here to be in this world? Who am I destined to be? And sometimes it's from the pain that we're going through that we're going to be able to identify what is it that we've been called to do and how we should be positioned, you know. And you've been positioned to be able to bless women, to help them to share their story. And you are more positioned to be able to do that because you've experienced, you know, so many things and you've turned that around and you've definitely told women that don't just think because you're going through this, that that's the end of the world. No, it's not. You need to dust yourself off, get your notepad, get your pen and start writing your story.
Yeah.
If you're good at speaking, show up on the podcast just like you've done tonight and share and share your story. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. So in terms of when you now started this business, what skills did you already have that you felt has actually helped you in the growth of your business so far?
Wow. When I started my business, you know what? I didn't have any skills. I was a junior high dropout. I dropped out of school in junior high. I failed. I went to college. I ended up getting my GED a while back. I mean, a couple of years later, when I moved to Richmond, Virginia, I didn't really have any skills, but I knew I had a purpose. I didn't really know a lot, but I knew I had a purpose. I didn't know exactly what I needed to do, but I knew I had a purpose. And so in 2013, I was working at a hospital, and I was working there for about 3 months, and they was paying me like $7 or $8, maybe not sure how much. I can't really remember. It was somewhere around that. And one day on the lunch, I went outside and I leaned against the pole and I said, God, it has to be more in life for me. And I had a 2-year-old at home, and I walked off of my job. I walked off of that job because I said, there is more in life for me. And I walked off. I have not looked back. I have not worked another job again. I went through a lot, light skin cut off, business not making no money. I've been through a lot, but I stayed consistent. And I knew in 2019, when I got invited to Canada and they paid for the entire trip, and I was the keynote speaker in Canada, that's when I knew. She said that she had been following me for 2 years. And yeah. she said it was your consistency that made me book you. And she said, I knew that God told me to book you. She said, but it was your consistency that made me book you. From watching you for 2 years, she said, you talked about your book, even on post when nobody liked it, when she was like, I knew it was. And so she even paid for my assistant to come, for me to come to Canada. And it was a blessed time. And I mean, so, you know, it was just me just staying consistent and, you know, with just starting that business. I had no name or anything, but I said, you know what? Just like when I was homeless, I had that pen and that paper. I went home to my 2-year-old son and I said, and I talked to him and I said, Mom is going to give you the best life that she did not have when she was little. And I spoke these words over him. I spoke them over me, and I spoke it into the atmosphere. And I began writing. I was like, okay, I had my book. I called my publisher, and this was 2013. I wrote the book in 2009, but I was so in fear. Let me say that I was so in fear of publishing this book because I talked about things that I shouldn't have talked about. Well, that was told to me that I shouldn't talk about in a household. Almost been molested at 16. You know, I was suicidal when I was a teenager. I had suicidal thoughts. Just a lot. My dad died when I was 18 and walked into the hospital room. Didn't even know he was dead. Then the doctors came and they just pulled the covers. I'm like, oh, he died this morning, and rolled him down the wall, the hallway. And so, you know, it was all of that that was inside of me. And I said, just like I started when I was homeless, here I am again. So I just started. I ordered my books. I completed it, and I had a book signing party. And I said, okay, Demetra, what's next? What's next? Come up with a name for your business. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? What, you know? And so it really just went, it went like that without any excuses. I borrowed money. I did to get a logo done. I borrowed money to get food for this and that. I paid back. I made even more, so I didn't have to borrow no more. But I borrowed from people who wasn't going to talk about me too. So I did it without any excuses, and people didn't even know I borrowed. You know what I'm saying? So I did what needed to be done without any excuses. I didn't need nobody permission. I didn't need to call somebody and ask them permission, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. I'm actually speechless, to be honest. I'm speechless. Because I'm speechless, and I'm also grateful that you're sharing your story, because I can relate to it, and others can actually relate to it as well. And it's incredible. You know, there's so many barriers to women starting business. One of them is finance, not having enough funding. And sometimes you don't really want to borrow from your families and friends, but because you're trying to allow the old you to die in order for you to give birth to the new you,
Yes,
right? It's about you setting the right mindset, because if your mindset is, I don't have no money, so I can't really start this business, then you're going to remain in the limited zone whereby there's no growth in that area. But in order for you to grow and to come out of that, you know, limited zone and go into the growth zone, you have to take actions. And the action sometimes can be something that you may not want to do, but it's going to get you from A to B. Mm-hmm. And that's what you did, which would really lead us to the conversation of why the old you must die in order for you to now rebirth the new you. Because many of us, there are so many things that we're still hanging on, right? Can you agree with me on that? We're hanging on to limited views. We are hanging on to validation from others. We are hanging on to procrastination, self-doubt. Oh, we are hanging on to lack of confidence. And these are the places that is going to allow us not to make a move. Mm-hmm. And every year we set goals, but we never really get to achieve them because our mindset is not right. We are not even ready. We don't even have clarity in terms of where we are going, what the vision looks like, how we're going to get there. We haven't got any plan in place. And so some of us remain in that circle. And that's why in order for you to shift, which is a topic that we're talking about tonight in terms of, you know, the rebirth of you, the rebirth of you becoming the best version of yourself, of you stepping into what you've been called to do or stepping into what you desire, what you want for your life to look like, you've got to allow the old you to die. If you want to write a book and your mindset is not right, then your old self needs to be able to let go of stagnantness and procrastination and move. It's time to move into a new room, a room of, I am ready. I need to do what I need to do to be able to write this book. I need to do what I need to do to be able to, you know, start this business. I need to get myself a mentor, a coach. Sometimes life requires action, you know. I'm just going to allow you to talk a little bit more in regards to what was it for you that needed to die in order for the new you to emerge?
Lord, you know, that topic is so dear to me right now. And the old me needed to die in order for the new me to be rebirthed. And what I really meant by that in my time, my life now, I'm 37 years old. And even with hosting these conferences and, you know, connecting with other women and people and things like that, I started to become this person that needed validation. I needed approval of me. I needed to feel accepted. I needed to feel liked. I needed to feel loved. And I would tell everything to, you know, these women, you know, that I met off social media. I would tell my whole life and I would begin to just give and give and give. And I come to the point like, why am I not seeing the progress that I know I should be seeing in my life right now? And this happened last year. I've been divorced for almost 3 years now. It's pushing 3 years next year. And I had to get out of that marriage. And I married this person because of how they looked. And I married this person because I felt like my life was over. I felt like I had no purpose. I felt like I wasn't going nowhere. All the signs was right there that he was cheating, didn't love me, wasn't going to be there for me. All of that was right there, but I didn't care. And I didn't know who I was. And I didn't know what self-love was. I didn't know what I really carried. I thought, you know, because I moved back home with my mother at the time and, you know, from Richmond, Virginia, I was in a car accident and I was hit head on and I had to go through physical therapy and all this stuff. And being that I had to go through that, I was like, God, I thought that I was going to have this good life, you know, because I overcame homeless. I overcame this. I went and got my GED. I went to acting school. I did all of this. And I'm like, okay, God, where did this accident come from? Why am I in physical therapy? Why am I learning to walk? Why am I having these headaches? You know, I was like, God, why? And so I met this guy and I got married twice. I was 25 never lived with a man, nothing like that. Married him, got divorced in 6 months. Met another guy, married him, you know, from high school, married him. And I was just like, I just didn't know who I was. This man treated me so bad. I'm talking about, he hated my skin color. He hated brown skinned women, and he talked about me, and I started gaining weight. He would be outside with everybody. He talked about me so bad, dogged me out, slept with people in the town. Everybody knew. And this is what I went through. I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had to get out of that. I knew that these women who I had on my platform, was speakers at my event, was talking about me, so badly. They hated my guts. And these are people who I was get up on stage and say, oh, she's my best friend. And comes to find out that the person who I was calling my best friend hated me. She called me fat. She called me, she talked about every single thing that I was going through, talked about me behind my back. And so I came to a point and I said, why am I not going where I need to go in life? Why am I not in a different place? Why I don't have what I have spoken? And it came to me and it said that you're letting the enemy know everything that you're doing. These people don't like you. They hate you for some reason. And no, I was giving away things for free and I was doing all of this. And it came to a point in my spirit, in my gut feeling, said, you got to start listening to your intuition. And I had people that started speaking into my life, you know, that was dealing with this. So I was like, oh, okay, you know. And so it came to the point where it said, you have to remove people who do not bring you joy, who do not like you. In your gut feeling, your intuition, you know it. God has given us that. You need to follow it. You have to change your life or you're going to be here forever. Because you may have been supposed to be here or doing that, but you're not there because this is what you're doing. This is what you are doing. You're talking about your every move to somebody. And in my spirit, it's like, you have to stop that. You have to stop letting people know all of your business, what you're doing. Look at who you are around. You're not going nowhere with people who's coming against your vision and your conferences, your retreats, what you're doing. They couldn't stand what I was doing. And so I got rid of all of those people. I got rid of it. I got a divorce and I said, you know what? And I was getting ready to get into another relationship. And in my spirit said, no, you need to take some time for you. You need to practice self-love. You have never done that in your life. And I said, I haven't. And so these past 3 years, I've been doing self-love. And self-love comes from loving me, loving my body, loving my skin. And so I almost let a man tear me down because I was brown skinned, because of my natural hair or whatever, you know, and I started because he hated me. I started to hate me. And so, but I got rid of all of that. And I was so happy. I was like, you know, of just really spending time with me. I didn't even know that I love working out. I get up every single morning and I work out. Since July, I've lost 42 pounds. I'm no longer pre-diabetic. I'm no longer, my blood pressure medicine have gone all the way down, almost off of high blood pressure medicine. All of that. See, all of that started to change in my life. And I was like, wow. I was like, God, you mean to tell me that all I needed to do was get rid of some of these people out of my life and stop telling family members and people all of my business, my next move and what I'm doing? I have to just invite people into my circle who was really for me, who really wanted to see me do well, and I want to see them do well also. And so that's what really changed my life. It's like that old Demetria got to die, that old Demetria of the one who needed validation, the old girl who needed approval. I had to call people. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a conference. The name is such and such. Oh, no, I think I heard that name before. You shouldn't do that. Like I needed that old Demetria had to die. And I also, you know, have to be crystal clear about what I wanted in life. Like, I was like, what do you want? I was hearing him every single day for some months. And I was so afraid to say what I wanted in life because so many people, even my family members, have told me, oh, you're not deserving of this. How do you think you're going to get that? How do you think? And I was just like, and I felt like I wasn't deserving of it. And I was so afraid to say what I wanted and write down what I wanted in life. But all of that changed. And so that's where that old me had to die. That old Demetria, that old her, that old people who let people run over me, change, you know, my vision to their vision. And they never had a vision, you know, and that old Demetria, that low self-esteem, that you know, my eating habits changed and just so much.
Wow, incredible. Wow.
So much, you know, has changed.
Yeah, I am so happy for you, to be quite honest, because it takes a lot of courage to be able to identify that there needs to be a change in your life. And it takes a lot of determination, prayer, consistency to be able to say, I no longer want to live this kind of life. I no longer want to be in the circle of people who are vision destroyers, you know, who are destiny hunters, right? It's about dusting those, you know, those energies off. And once you identify that, you have to be strong enough to be able to say to yourself, it's time for me to walk away. And sometimes some of us find it very difficult, because one of the things that I hear you say is self-love. Your story, when you were sharing it in the beginning, I realized that was missing as you were getting, you know, in your childhood. And so it's really difficult, because as an adult, you crave that attention in terms of having to be loved, to be validated. And so sometimes you kind of put your trust and hope in people. You share your dreams, your aspirations with people. You tell people about your vision, about what you're about to do for the next coming year, your goals, not knowing that the more you share, the more people want to be in your position, and they are envious or jealous of you. And at the end of the day, you know, and because you're not strong enough, you understand, you need invalidation from others. You're like, yes, I'm going to share all these things with people. But then at the same time, they will find a way to put you down and make you feel like you're nothing and that you're worthless and you're never going to amount to nothing. But it takes a lot of prayer and determination, focus, to be able to say to yourself, enough is enough. And I think that you are now at that place where you're able to now say to yourself, it's enough. You had to do a real cleansing, like a clear out, you know, to let people know that I have a dream and I have a mission. I am here for a reason. I am here for a purpose. And I'm here to live my life, to live my destiny. And if there are people within my circles who do not really see the best of me, then I think is really now time for me to remove myself. And thank you so much for taking us through that journey, because some of us can definitely relate. We have to be careful who we are sharing our dreams, our aspirations with, our goals with, our visions with, because sometimes not everybody has to be in alignment with your vision. Sometimes we feel like, oh, this is a great vision, I need to share it. Sometimes you don't. You just need to work in silence and let the success speak for itself, because not everybody will support you. Not everybody is your friend. Let's be honest. You know, and these are the things these are the things that we have to be very careful of. But sometimes life has a way of taking us through a journey to teach us a lesson, to learn. Because sometimes some of us, we don't even see it. Sometimes we see it, but we don't take action on it, you know, until, you know, it's really tight on our necks. And I just want to celebrate this season, because the season that you're in is a season of you focusing on yourself and loving who you are. Because you are more, you understand, than what other things you are. You are here because you are destined, and you have greatness inside of you. So don't let anybody put you down. Make sure that you lift up your head high and you shine and you become the very best version of yourself and keep going. And make sure that your circle is a circle that will pour into you and not drain you. Because we have people who drain you, who are drainers, and we have people who will pour into you. The idea is that you spend time with people who are going to pour into you. Almost 80 to 90% of your time should be where they are. Those who are going to drain you, you need to give them 0%. If anything, if you feel sorry for them, 5%, and that is it. Because you no longer want to be drained. Right? You no longer want to be trained. You want to be poured into because you pour into others. And so it's about knowing your worth, knowing your value, and understanding the power that you carry. When you were sharing your story, you mentioned that you was a high school dropout and you didn't have any skills. But I really feel like you do have skills. The skills to write, the skills to share your story. You know, those are skills. And those skills have allowed you to be able to create a magazine, to be able to create, you know, help others to write their books and also write your books. You know, you're a publisher. And at the end of the day, these are powerful skills that you were born with, but you didn't really realize that you had them because you felt because you didn't finish school that you didn't have skills, just hidden, until you now found a guiding angel who gave you that notepad and that pen. And you realized that, oh gosh, I didn't really even know that I could write, you know. So these are some really powerful testimony and some stories that we're hearing tonight. Thank you so much for really inspiring us and sharing, you know, your journey. And for those of you who are still kind of in the wrong circle of people who are not really helping you to get to the next level of your life, you need to start looking at that kind of circle of influence, making sure that you are not in any way allowing no one to drain you, and understanding where you need to be, knowing that you have worth and that you are valuable, you know. So yeah, absolutely. So did you have any mentor or any trusted advisors in the beginning of your journey?
Nope, I didn't. It was me along making you know, my decisions. It was me. And I'm just gonna say all me. I believe that God just really guided me. And it was something that he just wanted me to learn on my own. It was something that he wanted to do inside of me because I was in acting school. And I did a commercial and it was a Vino. I think that's the lotion, the nail polish, hot setting. It was one of them. And I did the commercial and for my class. And I did it in there. She told me, she said, you just gotta have the right skills and the right touch. And she told me that I wasn't small enough. And at the time I was like only 140, 5'6", 140. And so basically it was really that you're brown skin. It goes back to that. And so she said it, but only in so many words. And I ended up fucking college. I passed the acting class, but I ended up failing college and I left. And I'm just like, wow, you know, because I was like, wow, I wanted to make some, you know, my mom proud or somebody. I wanted to, you know, make somebody proud that I passed, you know, college or, you know, something. And it just didn't go that way. So along my journey, it really has just been me. And I know that God guided me throughout my whole entire life. You know, I know people have many other stories of, you know, their leaders or this or that. But I've come across through my path some amazing people just for that moment. But mostly it was definitely God just guiding me. So I'm definitely going to say it like that.
Definitely, for
giving
sure.
Giving me the strength and the courage.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you've shared a lot about your story and what you went through. And, you know, it's so inspiring. And I am just so glad that you're able to be at this level at this moment whereby you are moving forward with things that you're doing. And so for anyone who is listening to us today and they might need advice in terms of if they wanted to pursue your profession in terms of, you know, being an author, you know, a publisher, what would you say to them?
For me, I would say definitely know, you know, your purpose. Definitely know, like, you know what, this is what I want to do, no matter. You know, because there's going to be some days where you don't get clients, you don't get customers, you don't make money. So what do you do? And I saw a lot of people go to social media and they complain about it. And I was like, wow, you know, I never complained, you know, went to social media or nobody complained about my journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because I knew it was my journey. It was my journey that I needed to take, you know? And so, you know, I tell people, when you have to do that, you ain't ready. You know, you're not ready when you have to go and complain. And it's just got to be, this got to be personal. Mm-hmm. It has to be personal. And it has to be that you know that you know that you're being called to do it. And I tell them, you know what, to stay consistent. Stay consistent. And, you know, if you know that you have been called to write, publish, all of that, now it's so many that you can get you a good mentor. You can get a good coach. You know, and I say, you know, even be careful with those, you know, because some people see your full potential and they'll just try to, you know, because they know you're going to listen to them. So they'll try to get you to go. But so far, you know, so it's kind of like just really just know that this is what you want to do and that, you know, this is your purpose and to definitely go for it. I say take the risk. Go for it, because that's how you become successful. Don't be afraid of failure, because failures are only lessons for you to go further in life. It's going to teach you so much, and you're going to come out on top from those failures. I promise you, you're going to come out on top. And to definitely get rid of that fear, because fear cannot live in you. Yes, sometimes we get nervous, a little anxious, a little bit. But I tell people to definitely just pray about it and to really just listen to that inner you. Get into a spot or a place in your life where you can really hear and listen to that inner spirit that God has definitely put inside of you. And definitely listen. I say go for it. Take the risk. You have nothing to lose.
Definitely. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. Definitely. Just do it. That's what I tell people. That's my mantra. Just do it. When you've done it, nothing's going to happen. Right? You're going to be proud of yourself and others will be proud of you. You're going to make a difference. You're going to make money. You're going to stand out. You're going to be noticed, right? You become an influencer. You know, great things will happen on the other side when you are, you know, strong enough to jump to the other side to see what's on the other side. Yeah. You know, so just do it. Definitely, I agree with what you've said. I just wanted to kind of switch things up a little bit and ask you some fun, exciting questions. Just two questions to jazz it up. Okay, so now this is what I normally would ask my guests just to see what their responses will be. So number one is, what would you put on a billboard and why, if you could?
I absolutely love that. absolutely love that. And so I wrote mine down because I was like, I want to keep this. And so for me, what I will put on the billboard is be crystal clear about what you want in life unapologetically. Because remember, our words have power. And I can remember during my life, and I tell people why to be crystal clear about what you want in life unapologetically, because during my life when I got married, I used to speak things, and the things that I spoke, those are the things that I created. And so when I would say things like, oh, if I meet a guy, it doesn't matter how much money he has. Oh, it doesn't matter what kind of ring I get, as long as he loves me. And remember, everybody's love is different. Everybody's love is different. Everybody, they love is not about God. They love, you know, we have to look at it. Everybody's love is different, right? And so I would speak those things out of my mouth. And I'll say, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of job he has, or as long as he just loves me, right? So that's what I got. And that's what you spoke. And it's not that God didn't want you to have better, but those are the things that I was speaking for me. Those are the things that I spoke. So I got a guy that didn't have no money, that didn't have a job or whatever, but And it not such a bad thing about him, but that's what I spoke out of my mouth. I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted. Then when I got into the marriage and later, I wanted to change him. I wanted to switch him up to be the man that I wanted him to be. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted. And then even with my business, I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted with my book. What do you want? where do you want this book to be? Where do you want it to go? What do you want to do with it? And it was definitely God speaking to me in my spirit. And I was like, And it was like, where do you want to live? What do you want to do? And I was like, I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted. I didn't speak. So your words have power. What you speak, what you meditate on, what you think, those are the things that come to pass. And I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted in my life. And I wasn't crystal clear about what kind of friends I wanted in my life. So that's why I got all them people that treated me however they wanted to treat me, and I let them, and you know, all this stuff was happening in my life because I wasn't crystal clear about what I wanted. I didn't speak those things. I didn't call those things to be not as though they were. I didn't see myself with this bestseller book. I didn't see myself here and there. I didn't see myself with this amazing, emotionally, financially stable, amazing guy. I didn't see it. I didn't speak it. And so that's the reason why now in my life is I will put on the billboard, be crystal clear about what you want in life, unapologetically. Don't apologize for the things that you didn't wrote down, and don't tell nobody either. But when they come to pass, they came to pass. People might try to say, oh, well, they felt like you didn't deserve it. Who cares? Be unapologetically about it. If you want a guy that's financially stable, most people try to bring you down. Oh, you can't have that. You can't have a man that's financially stable. You can't become a millionaire. And I say, do it unapologetically. So that's what I will put on the billboard, and why? Yeah. Because your words are powerful. Your words are so it. Powerful.
I really, really love it. You know, there were some things that you said about self-talk. You know, the brain is like a computer. Mm-hmm. And we need to add some program to the brain, which is, for example, self-talk. Whatever you tell the computer, that's what it's going to do. So, so self-talk, let's say self-talk is the program that we need to input into the computer. So your self-talk has to be positive, because if you tell the computer that I hate you, I don't like you, you get on my nerves, then it's going to definitely give you all those negative vibes, right? But when you tell me amazing, and then it's going to give you some positive things in return. So it's just like we have to be positive about who we are, and we have to be positive about ourselves, because nobody's coming to tell you that you look amazing or you are great or, you know, I admire you. You know, you have to believe it in you first. Everything begins the moment you believe that you are worthy to be in this world, and that you are worthy of the kind of woman that you have been created to be, and believing in what you have, because everybody has something, right? Yeah. And everybody has an anointing upon their lives, and your anointing is different from somebody else. Yeah. The moment you start to accept who you are and love yourself unconditionally, and eliminate any form of negative talks over your life, that's the moment you're going to step out of something into something greater than you even imagine in your life. Because it's about doing the work within for yourself first. And you matter first before nobody else matters. It's you that matters first. When you rise up in the morning and you look in the mirror, the first thing you need to say to yourself is, I am grateful for life. I am grateful to be here. I am happy to be healthy. And I love the woman I am. And I love who I'm becoming. Because it starts with visualization. Who do you see yourself as? What do you see in the morning when you wake up? You know, so it's so important that self-talks is it's got to be positive and not negative. When you start to love yourself unconditionally, others will begin to love you.
Yeah.
When you hate on yourself and you dislike yourself and you keep telling yourself things that are very hurtful, very harmful to yourself, then you will get people who will hate you because you don't even love yourself. And what is it that yourself has done to you that is so bad that you dislike yourself so much? And I'm reaching out to women who are struggling with, you know, this negative self-talk. Love who you are. Love who you are. The moment you love who you are, everybody else will love you just as you are. You don't have to conform yourself to be what you're not. You've got to be authentic and be real, be unapologetic and show up intentionally. Be yourself because why? You are enough. You are enough. You don't need no validation from nobody. If you have a vision, have the faith to execute it. Ooh, write it down. Pray about it. Take action.
Take that action.
Celebrate it and launch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I love what you said about what you're going to write on the billboard. Excellent. Awesome. And the second thing is, what would you say to your 18-year-old self if you could go back in time and speak to her?
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, 18 was a very, very bad place.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was so bad. The words that I would say to her, wow. My dad had just died. I love my mother because I hated her. I moved to Richmond, Virginia. Well, at 18, this guy left me that I thought was going to marry me. At 18, I would definitely probably have told myself that I love you because I wanted to hear those words at 18. And I never heard them from my mother. I never heard them from anybody. And I needed to hear those words. And, you know, even from the guy, even if it was a lie, like at 18, I just needed to hear those words. So I will probably tell myself, you know, that I loved you and that nothing was your fault when you was younger. You know, I blame myself for, you know, my mom and dad splitting up. I blame myself for me dropping out of junior high in the eighth grade. I blame myself for basically my whole life. And so at 18, I would probably have told, you know, tell her, you know, hey, I love you and that nothing was your fault when you was younger. It's not your fault.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Yeah. You know, love is so powerful. And sometimes when we are being brought up in a home where the love is not there, it has a lot of effect on us as we get older into adulthood. And sometimes it affects the decisions that we make as well. And I just want to give you a virtual hug, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening would understand and they can relate as well, because some of them may have experienced not being told that they are loved, not being shown love. And one of the ways in which I encourage people who share their story in regards to that is to find a way to love themselves and affirming love to themselves by saying daily love, self-love affirmations, such as I love myself just as I am today, you know, just proclaiming it. And, you know, things like I choose to be kind to myself.
Oh, right? Yes.
It's natural for me to love myself and love who I am.
Yes.
And I am truly enough. I am a masterpiece. You know, things like I love each part of myself.
Yes.
And I honor myself and my life. And I appreciate all the ways that I am different and I am unique. So sometimes saying all this daily affirmation of self-love definitely starts to rewire our thoughts and our thinking and our brain cells as well. Because remember what I said about the computer? What you tell it is what it's going to start doing. So it's like you start to tell yourself that you love who you are, who you're becoming, and you're happy with who God has made you to be, and you appreciate what you are, then automatically you start to manifest it. And great doors of opportunities will start to open because your perspective on life is definitely different. Your thinking, your mindset is definitely different. So thank you so much for sharing that. Everything begins with you and everything when it comes to self-love begins with you loving you first. Yeah. And the more you love yourself, the more you feel the peace of mind within you. Mm-hmm. You feel the peace of mind within the people around you because they know that you love and admire who you are and celebrate your winnings. We've got to celebrate ourselves. It doesn't matter how small the celebration is, you've got to celebrate it. You're launching a book, celebrate it. You've helped other women to launch a book, celebrate it. Yes. You know, being on a podcast today, celebrate it.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's all about celebrating yourself, loving yourself, and looking after who you are. Self-care, self-love, it's so important. Wow, we've had a great conversation, and it's been a great, great interview, and I've really enjoyed myself. And how about you as well?
Oh, my gosh, this has been so amazing, so therapeutic.
It is. We've been on a journey, to be quite honest. Absolutely. So how can our audience follow you and the work that you do?
So I am on Instagram. I am at Demetria For Real. I'm on Twitter, Demetria Bowie 2. I am on Facebook, Demetria Bowie. So that's how they can follow me on social media.
Great. So all those links, I'm going to leave them in the comments for our listeners to follow the work that you do. And do you have any special offers in terms of magazines or any offers?
Yes. I am actually signing women up today to be in my brand new magazine, and it's called Women's Journey. So as you hear, as I'm talking about my journey, I am ready to share other women's journey. We have our 12 topics. So you'll be able to choose from those 12 topics to write on. And we're going to promote your business and what you do. Definitely include your pictures, your bio, your social media handles. And we're going to have this magazine at my 6th annual Refuse to Lose Entrepreneur Wellness Summit that will be held next year in July in Beverly Hills, California. And we're going to have the magazines there. So it's going to be really, really amazing. And I'm looking forward to definitely sharing these women journeys and, you know, other people. Definitely just reading their stories and, you know, definitely supporting their business and everything too. So, yes.
Absolutely. That sounds incredible. I'm definitely going to be sharing my story and sending you all the ladies, you need to check out the magazine. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Lots of great stories. Businesses are featured in there. You know, she's really done a great job, and you know, your work is so great, and it should be commended.
Thank you.
So well done. Highly recommended for sure. Thank you so much. And so we have come to the wonderful end of our interview. It's been such an amazing opportunity. And so I just wanted to ask you if you could provide our listeners any inspirational words or even encouragement to be able to help them to realize their vision or to take action, what would that word be?
You know what? I'm going to throw meditation out there.
Yeah.
Because meditation has really been helping me.
Yes.
In the morning, I get up and I put my son on the bus and I meditate. And I work out. But meditation has done a lot for me because I meditate on where I want to be. I meditate on where I see myself. I don't see myself as, you know, I may be somewhere in an apartment or I may be, you know, whatever. And, you know, don't look at where you are right now. Look at the end. The end is where you want to be. It's where you see yourself. It could be 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 4 months from now, because I know a lot of people feel that success takes 10 years, 5 years. And it depends on what success is to you. Success for me was peace. It was joy. It was my self-love. It was working out every single day. Like that was my success. And all the rest will definitely come. The money, the whatever it is that you want. You know, so I definitely say meditate, take time out to definitely meditate you know, with yourself every single day, blocking out social media, blocking out the world, blocking out the things that was spoken to you, even, you know, when you was younger, you know, because people have told us so many things. Oh, you will never have this. You'll never be a millionaire. You'll never have a great spouse. You'll never get married. You're too ugly. You're too fat. You're too this. You'll never have this. You'll never live in a house. And so all those words that were spoken over you, you have to denounce those words. You have to pick those words up and you have to throw them into the past. And so that what comes along with what we were saying, the old you has to go and that new you has to be reborn. And guess what? Everybody may not accept the new you. And you gotta be okay with that, because everybody is not going to know how to handle the new you. They're going to still look at you as the old you because they can't recognize and see this new person. You know, this, you know, you're not arguing with them no more. You're not putting yourself down no more. You know how to get up from that family dinner and go home and be in your peace. Like, you know, you're not responding the way that you used to respond. You're not acting the way that you used to act. You're doing things different. You know, no, I can't take you to the store right now. Hold on. I got to do my workout. You know, I'll call you when I'm done. Setting those boundaries in your life. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't eat McDonald's with you today because I'm doing my broccoli and my chicken and, you know, I'm drinking my water today. You know what I'm saying? So that's your life changing and being so unapologetically about your life and where you're going in life. So my word would definitely be meditate. That has been my word for this season. So,
yes, I love it. Meditate. It's so important. Yeah. And of course, prayer for those of us who are believers. Yeah. I think it's so important.
That's definitely a part of my meditation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely that. And prayer all of it at once. You know? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for throwing light into that question. Yeah. You've definitely executed it really, really well. So I just want to say thank you so much for being part of the show tonight. It's been amazing having you. Thank you for allowing us into your world and really sharing your story to inspire me and our listeners tonight. So thank you so much. There is a lot to take away. And there's a lot to go back to and check yourself and see what circle you're in. Are you meditating enough? What do you need to do to allow the old self to die for the new one to for your new life to be rebirthed? So there's a lot for us to definitely go back to. You've left us with lots of great testimonials and also things you've been through and how you've been able to overcome it. So I want to say thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show this evening. So thank you so much to everyone who have come on the show to listen to this wonderful podcast tonight. And thanks for joining me and my guest on this episode of Birth Your Vision podcast. I appreciate your presence on this edition. Please remember that you can actually leave a rating and a review. Subscribe to the podcast and recommend it to your family and friends. Also, you can get tickets to our events. Follow us on social media. Or even get yourself a digital product. And until next episode, take care. Have a great, blessed evening. Thank you so much to my wonderful guest. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Demetria. Have a great evening. Thank you, everyone. And see you on another episode. Thank you.